As we were just discussing, most of Oakland's police force is from outside of the city. Only 9% of Oakland cops are currently city residents. The department has increased efforts to hire locally in recent years, but those local applicants are hard to come by. High-profile cases of police misconduct over the years, such as the rogue officers called the Riders, and shootings of unarmed residents, have led to a general distrust of police among many people who live in Oakland. In 2010, the city laid off 90 officers due to budget cuts. Now the city is ready to start rehiring. Many current officers, residents, and community advocates say the new cops should be from Oakland, know the city, and care about its interests. The challenge now is how to entice them to apply. KLW's Kyungjin Lee looks at Oakland's efforts to increase hiring from within the city.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Chilling. Where you headed?
41-year-old Reggie Wooden grew up in East Oakland. He never really had problems with the police, but he never had positive associations either.
Like every other black kid growing up in Oakland, you feared them because that fear of cop is just inbred in you from day one.
As he got older, though, his perspective began to change. Now, he's got a 4-year-old son, and he says,
I wanted to break that cycle of thinking with him. And I don't want him to grow up to be afraid of the police or not necessarily view police officers as negative people.
Wooden's got a reason to hope his son doesn't fear the police. He's currently going through a battery of assessments to determine whether he can become an Oakland officer himself. He's one of around 150 people left in the application process, vying for 55 open slots in the academy. He says he got tired of complaining about the city's bad rap.
My motivation is to do whatever I can to, you know, turn this negative view of Oakland around. And I'm not going to run for mayor or city council anytime soon. So, you know, my knowledge of the city would, you know, it'd be a great asset to the police department.
Wooden's a homeowner and a lifelong Oakland resident. There aren't many people like him. Only about 10% of police academy applicants live in the city, and that's an improvement from the past. Officer Juan Sanchez is in charge of the new hiring efforts. He's been a recruiter for 8 years and says the department's approach has changed a lot since he started.
The mentality back then was to go out of state and recruit.
But Sanchez says he never agreed with that strategy. He was born and raised in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood and was a beat officer for his first 7 years on the force. And he says his local knowledge was a huge asset.
As soon as they hear me speak in Spanish, they automatically are comfortable. I can communicate with this person. Great. Now I can tell them what's going on. And as they find out, oh yeah, I recognize him. He, you know, he grew up here. He went to this high school here, or he worked here, or what have you. Even more of a connection. Now they even feel, even not only can they speak the language, but now they're even more comfortable, you know, saying, hey, you know what? The people over there are just, you know, they're dealing drugs or they're doing this.
Sanchez hopes the new recruits can help bridge the gap between the department and local communities. Part of that strategy is improving local outreach.
And we had a recruiting fairs where we went out to, you know, East Oakland, West Oakland. We had a job fair at McClyman's. We had a job fair on Willie Wilkins Park at off 98th Ave and B Street.
Sanchez says the department is looking for well-rounded applicants who know how to navigate Oakland's diverse communities. While the hiring process doesn't award extra points for being a resident, Sanchez says it's an important factor. The department is especially interested in people who speak Spanish, Cantonese, and Vietnamese. The first round of testing held in May attracted a majority-minority pool of candidates, similar to the current makeup of the force.
Instead of a time court made with her, that you guys will be presenting on the panel in Sacramento for the select committee.
Out in Oakland's San Antonio neighborhood, George Galvis is talking to a group of young men named in the Fruitvale gang injunction. It's a city ordinance that forbids them to carry guns, be seen with each other, or be out in the streets between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. The idea is to curb gang activity, but many people think it promotes profiling and police harassment. George Galvis says these young men have good reasons to distrust the police, no matter where they're from.
Gary King, Raheem Brown, I mean, the list goes on and on. You know, but there's a number of police killings which generally aren't accounted for when we look at the annual sort of homicide rate here in Oakland. And yet these officers, it's almost nearly impossible to be let go of once you become a police officer.
Galvis says the majority of alleged police abuse situations involve a small number of officers. One news report found that just 16 officers were responsible for nearly half of the total shootings between 2000 and 2010. In 2009, OPD fired Officer Hector Jimenez after he killed two unarmed suspects within 6 months. But the department was forced to rehire him just over a year later after a labor arbitrator ruled in his favor.
I believe, you know, OPD works like just like a gang.
One of the young men Galvis works with is 24-year-old Ruben Leal. He says OPD maintains an us-versus-them mentality that's not so different from what he sees among his peers.
They protect each other. You know, they got that no-snitching thing. You know, if a police officer, you know, does something wrong, his partner is not going to tell on them. They have that blue code.
Galvis says he supports efforts to hire and retain local officers. But mostly, he doesn't think Oakland needs any more cops.
Crime goes down, they say, well, that's because we have more law enforcement and we need to maintain. And when crime goes up, well, that's because we need more law enforcement. Either way, there's sort of fear tactics and politics used for us to throw more money at them.
While there are disagreements over whether the city needs more officers, everyone agrees that good policing involves more than just locking people up. Officer Juan Sanchez says he regularly approached and engaged people in the neighborhood, especially young men, as part of his patrol duties in the Fruitvale.
There's been plenty of times where, say, they were playing catch, football. Hey, can I play with you? And they were kind of shocked by it. You don't know how important that is to these kids here. And I wasn't doing it to, you know, impress anybody. I did it because I knew what it was like growing up in those communities.
Alexander Williams recently started the testing process at OPD headquarters in downtown Oakland. She grew up in Gilroy, where she says officers were not only respected, they were loved. She's lived in Oakland for 7 years now, and she says she cares about the city like it's home.
There's been no other place where I felt like I fit, where I felt like the diversity in this community and the rich history has really spoke to who I am. Who I want to be.
For Williams, being an Oakland cop means more than arresting drug dealers and violent criminals. She's confident in her ability to help change the relationship between residents and police.
Oakland gets a bad rap because people don't quite understand the beauty of Oakland. And I think as a police officer of Oakland, it'll be my job to bring that to light. But my hope is if we get beat cops on the street, we show that there's positive people who care about the community, who live in the community, I think we can really change.
As she leaves the building for the day, Williams says she doesn't blame outsiders for wanting to work in Oakland, but she thinks it's important for them to learn about the community they want to work in.
I do believe that the generation that's going to change Oakland PD is a generation who's going to live here and know what's going on here.
How do you get those people who distrust the police so much, who've had such negative experiences with the cops here, to then turn around and be a part of what they've hated for so long, right?
One person at a time. I am one person.
For Cross Currents, I'm Kyungjin Lee.